This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
This is important because what actually happened? The whole of the Quraysh approached the chief of Banu Hashim, who Abu Talib, and they said to him, "Look, stop your son from saying what he says." Abu Talib spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, "Oh uncle, as is reported, if they were to place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand and burden me with these two bodies and then say to me that under the torture and the weight of these two bodies I should leave my call to Allah, I will still not do so." So Abu Talib, realizing the conviction and the firmness and the steadfastness of his nephew, said to him, "Oh my son, do what you have to. No one will harm you." That meant the protection of his uncle. He was already protected, but despite telling him that "I won't desist," his uncle Abu Talib said to him, "No matter what you do, you have our protection." Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from the clan of Banu Hashim, he had no brothers, no sisters, and no father. But he had the protection of his uncle, who was the chief of the whole clan. That meant that even though the others didn't believe in him, including Abu Talib and the children of Abu Talib, with the exception of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu at that early stage, everyone stood by the member of their family. So, in fact, we learn from the narrations that over time, his cousins, some of them who were pagans, would still defend the Prophet ﷺ's house. So, when Abu Talib was approached, and Abu Talib then said, "Look, I refuse to stop him. Let him continue to do what he does." They repeatedly approached Abu Talib. And then, finally, in the 47th year of Hijrah, in the 47th year of the Prophet ﷺ's life, and the 7th year of prophethood, they approached Abu Talib again with an ultimatum. And they said to him, "We want you to either stop Muhammad, or we want you to renounce your protection. Because you can't have both. You can't say that you won't stop Muhammad, and at the same time say to us that he has my protection, so that he can do what he wants, continue to insult our gods. Otherwise, if we attack him, then you will defend him, and we will have to face you. We can't have both. So we give you an ultimatum. You either stop Muhammad once and for all, or you renounce his protection, and then leave him to us, and hand him over to us, so that we deal with him. And if you choose not to, if you decide not to hand him over, or to stop him, then we, the whole of Quraysh, will make an enemy of the whole of Banu Hashim." So that's what they did. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to desist from his call. Abu Talib continued with the protection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of Abu Talib, the whole clan of Banu Hashim remained with him in protecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Quraysh announced their boycott, they said, "No one in Mecca will trade with the clan of Hashim. That we will not intermarry. We will not protect them. We will not trade with them. We will not exchange gifts with them. We will not help or support them. We will not even provide food and drink for them. They will be ostracized. They will be excommunicated, isolated. They are not others. We won't even speak to them." They actually, and the clans got together, and they ratified this and created a document which they hung in the Kaaba as a sacred note. And the boycott of Banu Hashim began. It wasn't a small affair. We learn that during that time, despite the wails and the cries of children, food would be restricted from reaching Banu Hashim, and all of Banu Hashim came together in the small ravine or valley of Abu Talib. It wasn't a valley, but just a ravine of Abu Talib, where his house was. That whole area became a refugee ground, a refugee camp for the whole of Banu Hashim. Some of them, to quench their thirst and to satiate themselves, or to protect themselves from the pains and the pangs of hunger, they would actually chew on leather. And this continued for over 2 years. Almost 3 years. When Abu Talib realized that my clan is being boycotted, he made an announcement. He made an appeal to the other clans, as would normally happen. So, who did he appeal to first? Well, this was the clan of Hashim, the descendants of Hashim. So he appealed to the brothers of Hashim, i.e. the descendants of the brothers of Hashim. So Hashim's brothers were Nawfal, Muttalib, and Abd al-Shams, of course. They had all died long ago, but he appealed to their clans and their descendants. So he appealed to Nawfal, saying, look, you are the descendants of my grandfather's brother. So support us and join us. He approached Nawfal, the clan of Nawfal. The clan of Nawfal, again, despite being mostly pagan, they sided with Banu Hashim. But the other two clans of the brothers, Banu Muttalib joined Banu Hashim. Nawfal and the clan of Abd al-Shams refused, and they sided with everyone else. But the important thing is, in all of these clans, the whole clan stuck together. At that time, the only two clans to remain together were the clan of Muttalib and the clan of Hashim. In all of that, you won't believe what Abu Lahab did. Abu Lahab, being a family member, being a brother of Abu Talib, being one of the clan of Banu Hashim, being a senior, to the extent that when Abu Talib died a few years later, who took over the leadership of the clan of Hashim? None other than Abu Lahab himself. In that environment, in that climate, Abu Lahab publicly walked out of Banu Hashim and joined Banu Abd al-Shams and the rest of the Quraysh. And he actually went over to them and said, I boycott Muhammad and my whole clan. And he actually went to the extent of saying, by doing so, by abandoning my clan and joining the rest of the Quraysh, have I not this day defended and supported the goddesses Lat and Uzza? And they said, yes, you have. And he was honored by the rest of Quraysh for dishonoring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was honored and elevated because he made an enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, continued to do so. Amazingly, most of the clan of Muttalib and many of the clan of Hashim were still pagans. But because of that kin, clan and blood, they still supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in his beliefs, but at least they protected him.